All right, welcome back again, everybody. This is Mary Goyer, yet again with the Pay It Forward Project for Pregnant Women. And I am joined today by my colleague, Kate White, who I'll introduce in a moment. But Kate is going to talk to us about birth psychology and give an introduction to those of you that don't know what it is and why it's important as a pregnant woman, even for women that have already given birth, you know, what this field is all about. So Kate is actually she's got a lot that she brings to the table. She is both a craniosacral and massage therapist. She does a lot in prenatal and earlyhood childhood education. And all of this is kind of under the umbrella of somatic therapy and, you know, really looking at how the brain and the mind-body kind of work together in terms of physically and neurologically and so forth. And in fact, Kate is, she'll probably tell us a little bit about this, I think, but Kate is she is the director of curriculum and teaches birth professionals a lot of the information that really makes a huge difference in the birth world. So we're very, very lucky to have Kate with us today. Kate, are you on the line? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just thrilled to have you. Let's just start off with the most basic question. Since most people haven't necessarily heard of this term or this field, what exactly is birth psychology?
Well, first of all, for your listeners, I'd like just to say I work for the Association for Prenatal and Perinatal Psychology and Health, mm-hmm. and that's a national organization here that works with birth psychology, and we have a website, birthpsychology.com, where people mm-hmm. can go and, after the call, hear more. Mm-hmm. But what we are working with is that babies are conscious and sentient on the inside. They come in that way. And things that happen with them, whether prenatally, during birth, or the first 18 months of life, can lay in what we call imprints. And it's just basically information. It's a lot of it has to do with sensory information about how our bodies experience the world around us. Inside the mom, it's the environment of the mother. And birth matters. Birth really does matter. There's a sequence that we all have to go through to come from inside to outside. And that does also lay in an experience that can be formative for all of us. And also that first bonding sequence with our parents and breastfeeding and all that does really matter. And even the scientists now are saying, the neuroscientists, that health really begins in the womb, and that what babies, that prenates babies experience can have lifelong implications. So that's what mm-hmm. birth psychology is about. And we are tracking ways to educate the public, educate parents, and to support professionals, both birthing professionals and other kinds of professionals that help have optimal experiences in the womb and during birth. So that's what we do.
Yeah, and the Association for Prenatal and Perinatal Psychology, you mentioned that website, birthpsychology.com. I just want to put in a little plug, especially if there happens to be any birth pros listening right now. It's a fantastic organization with lots of education. The conferences are wonderful. Definitely check it out, no matter what kind of modality or what kind of birth pro you are. What I have learned in that community with that network is that there really is a role for each of us to play. And that's, as you just mentioned, Kate, that's a lot of what you do in the organization is help spread the information, disseminate the education to all of the different people that have contact with parents. So that being said, you know, the parents that are listening right now, you know, you kind of already talked about this a little bit, but I just want to make sure this is super crystal clear. You know, why like what specifically, if a woman is pregnant and listening right now, what's one of the more important things for her to really understand about this idea of, you know, the fact that her baby is sentient already, is aware, you know, like what, in what ways can that really impact how she handles pregnancy and so forth?
Well, that's a great question. And originally when parents get, you know, prepare to have a baby, when a mom gets pregnant, she does get sort of information, nutrition, how to support herself optimally physically, what she can expect. And so there are other ways of thinking about it just beyond food. So a pregnant mother can, you know, if the environment around the baby is stressed, like if the mom is very, very stressed, or there's a mm-hmm. chronic fear, things like that can really prepare the baby for her perspective about how the world is. So mm-hmm. when I'm working with parents, which I do a lot, one of the more important things to do is to offer ways to de-stress or to relieve stress or to meet the parents where they are so that they can understand how to mitigate some of what's going on. Because, you know, if you have a high power job and you're pregnant, or if you're if you have things that happen, mm-hmm. there's ways that you can help settle your baby on the inside. Because the baby on the inside begins to make sense of things. And some of the ways that we've found this out is through research on bonding and learning and mm-hmm. ways to communicate with your baby on the inside. And mm-hmm. they've discovered that babies hear the mother's voice, they can hear song, like language starts in utero. Babies can learn to soothe in utero. There's a lot that goes on for babies as they try and make sense of the world outside their mom. So mm-hmm. one of the ways that a mom can really prepare and a partner is just to do some bonding with babies. Every day you can take a couple of minutes and just connect with your baby and say, I'm glad that you're here. I welcome you. I can't wait to meet you. If mom's having a difficult day, she can say, I'm having a hard day today. It's not about you. But mm-hmm. babies really want to know is if they are welcome, if they're wanted, do they belong, are they safe, are they protected, are they lovable? These are all things that babies want to know, even when they're on the inside before they're born.
Mm-hmm.
And I will add, a lot of things that happen are very impersonal. Like when I begin to talk about birth psychology, a lot of times parents are the first thing they think of is, oh, I'm not doing it right, or, oh, I've done mm-hmm. something wrong. And so a lot of what goes on for babies that's difficult can often be very impersonal. Like there's a cord issue, a placental issue, or just, you know, ways that they get caught up in utero inside themselves. Or mm-hmm. so there are ways that we can, what I tell moms is, you know, the best things that parents can do is to sort themselves out, you know, before they get pregnant. Like how is it that they were parented, and what is it that they want for themselves and their babies? Mm-hmm. And then just slow down, because babies mm-hmm. really, they go at a very slow pace. Even when they come out, it's important to have lay-in sort of a slower, less stressful pace if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And then to just spend some time bonding. Some of the data around bonding and birth outcomes is phenomenal, like the decrease of C-section rate by 17% and things like that. And there's mm-hmm. all this great research on connecting with your baby before they're born. And one of the best ways to do that is just to sing to your baby.
Mm-hmm.
So the babies will hear that, and that's a great way to connect.
Well, I think that, I mean, so many great tips you just provided. I'm sure that people are going to want to rewind and take some notes because that was a really content-rich nugget right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I also want to just, you know, kind of expand a little bit on this, because even in, you know, my training as, you know, in psychology and marriage and family therapy, you know, we often just make these assumptions about even babies, postnatal and, you know, all the way up until, you know, they're verbal, we make these assumptions that just because they're not verbal in a certain way and because they can't necessarily articulate themselves in a certain way when they get a little bit older and they are verbal, that they're not aware of what's going on. And so, you know, we do a lot to try to let parents know that they actually do know what's going on, and pretending like because they're in the other room, they're not privy to whatever difficulties might be being experienced in the household, in the partnership, whatever, you know, is, you know, like that's a myth, you know, that they don't get it. And so I love this piece that you're bringing in, is like, yeah, that's true. And it goes even beyond that. And not only that, but wow, there are all these things that we can do, very tangible things, to support babies and really communicate with them and let them know that they're okay and that they're welcome. We're glad they're here. Like that's
right.
That's just,
well,
huge,
yeah, there's a huge list, but my private practice is, this is my practitioner hat. Like, I wear director of education hat for APA, and there's a lot going on at APA in terms of our education. We have a curriculum now that's online that discusses all these competencies that are connected with pre and perinatal psychology or birth psychology. And yeah. Then on my website, I have, which is Belvedere Arts, BelvedereArts.com. I have a big resources section. And in there, if your pregnant moms want to go and find, I have a list of affirmations. And those are the kinds of things that you can say to yourself, you can say to your baby, things like, I trust you, and all your feelings are welcome here. I'm so glad that you are you. I'm glad that we can be together. There are messages that you can incorporate. And a lot of the ways I've learned about being with babies is really understanding their language, because they do talk quite non-verbally, but recognizing that they do come from a very spiritual place into form, and that they are here for a reason. So really interacting with babies that way and seeing them as smart and even wise in some ways, but they're not like the adult wise, they're baby. And so we are all about educating the public on baby sentience and baby consciousness, and also bringing much more consciousness to birthing practices, because that's how a lot of things can get sort of confusing for the baby, and also overwhelming. And when we get overwhelmed, we can't really connect with ourselves in a good way. So it's true for babies just as much as it is true for adults.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so this is, I think, a good time to ask this question. You know, so the field of birth psychology is interested in supporting pregnant women to have the best birth outcomes possible. But sometimes that doesn't, you know, that's just not what happens. There is trauma that occurs during birth.
Yeah.
You know, we hear this all the time. So for women that either may have experienced birth trauma during their own birth, or have already given birth and had a traumatic birth with an earlier pregnancy, you know, do you work with all of those different groups of people?
Oh, yes. I mean, a lot of times moms will come and see me because they've had a difficult first birth and they're pregnant for the second time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, one of the most important things that a mom can do who's had difficulty at all is to begin to differentiate. And one of the ways that we do that is just having them feel into what's true right now in the moment, and then really begin to see how this pregnancy or her life right now is different than the life that they were living at the time of when things were overwhelming or confusing. And then there's a variety of somatic skills, whether it's working with different body works or different kinds of somatic therapies to help them feel into what's true. And that can help them settle. And when there's a settling, when there's a way that things can slow down for them and they're not grooving over or looping over something that happened that's overwhelming, and they're able to make sense of it and then see outside of it or let it go or release, then a whole new perspective can come in, and that's optimal. But, you know, sometimes things that happen to us, overwhelming things, you know, they may never truly go away from our memory, whether it's in our actual memory or in our body, our procedural memory, from when we didn't have that sort of cognitive layer in our brain.
Yeah.
But there's ways we now, with a variety of tools, can really help people, whether it's a birthing couple, parents, even if our births were overwhelming. There's a lot that we can do to help people, and that's what birth psychology is all about. And if people go to that website, birthpsychology.com, there's practitioners that they can look up. There's so many articles. We have a peer review journal. There's the online curriculum, and we have a Facebook page. And so it's lots of ways to connect with our community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, you talked a little bit about your work in there, and I would just love to ask you one or two more questions about your specific offerings for people that want to be, you know, perhaps work with you directly. First of all, I'm curious, like, how did you get started in all of this? This is such an interesting field, and what was your entry?
Well, I got started because it was 1999, and I had just gotten my biodynamic craniosacral therapy diploma, and I had a client remember her birth on the table. And she came because she was trying to recover from something else. And when I began to work with her, and I had an intake way of really looking at what goes on for us going all the way back to birth, she came back and said, you know, I had a really difficult birth, and I think that that's the root of my depression, my lifelong depression. So I'd like to heal it, and I'd like to heal it with you. And at the time, I really didn't know what that meant. I had just had my first baby, and I thought it was amazing, and I was really open to working with her. And while I was working with her, I began to have panic attacks, which really confused me. And so I ended up calling the only person I knew at the time who practiced this, and that was William Emerson, who's a pioneer in birth psychology. And so he said, you know, eventually what it boiled down to was her birth, which was a breech life-threatening situation. She's a foot first born baby. It was a lot like my birth. I was born feet first, and it was a dangerous situation. And and so that was my entry. I was like, how could that happen? How could I have a reaction to something that my client was feeling? And ever since then, I just turned over every stone I could to understand birth psychology, because it was quite mysterious. And now here we are 15 years later, and I have to say the science has really caught up to where birth psychology has been for decades. And it's been interesting for me as a practitioner to watch sort of the field change so much, and to have neuroscience and epigenetics and relational therapies and attachment really come forward during this time. So that was, you know, I really just absorbed a lot of information, and now I've helped really influence the curriculum that's up on our website, so people can go and check out all these great resources that we've amassed. It's been an exciting time to really be
here.
Yeah,
so the curriculum is not just for birth pros, it's for parents as well, is that correct?
Yes, it could be for anybody. It can be for anybody. If people want just to buy one module or buy all modules, there are 11 of them. And we are certifying educators, so there is a process of certification if people really want to become professional. But in the meantime, there's just it's a great way to interact with our community. We have got great students and mentors that are a part of that.
Yeah, beautiful. So that, again, that website that Kate's referring to, everybody, that's thebirthpsychology.com. And then will you share your personal website one more time for the affirmations and, you know, in case people want to get in touch with you in some way?
Yeah, I have two websites. One is it's Belvedere Arts. It's the name of the little neighborhood where I live in Charlottesville, Virginia. And Belvedere is BelveDere, and then ARTS, BelvedereArts.com. And my website is really full of, there's lots of links and there's lots of resources that I've put up so people can go and read. And then I have a website. I'm starting a small center here called the Center for Prenatal and Perinatal Programs. That website's easy to remember. It's PPN, P as in Paul, PPNcenter.com. And people
PPN
can go there
center.
And see.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, people can see more of classes I can offer and the therapies that I offer. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you've got a lot going on, woman.
Yeah, I do. I have a full life. I'm very engaged in living right now.
Oh my goodness, I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much for all of that that you offered, all of the resources, all of the content on the call. Any last little thing that we missed that you want to make sure gets said, or do you feel like we covered everything that we meant to?
Well, there is one thing I would like to say is that every baby needs two layers of support, everyone really. So for the baby, it's the mom and then the partner or somebody behind her. And so I like to think that everyone likes two layers of support. Mm-hmm. And moms are the most important people on the planet. They're making the next generation. And my job really is to support this mom, support this family. And I just would encourage your community to really think about that. And often when I'm teaching classes, I'll have moms come in a circle and put one hand on their baby and one hand on their neighbor. And just think, you know, gratitude, appreciation, and support. And the body responds really well to this kind of touch and appreciation. So that's what I'll leave you with.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay. Oh, wow. Well, thank you. And thank you, everybody that's listening still. You know, if you're interested, you've got lots of things to research and next steps to take. And I definitely want to encourage you, if you know this, to pay it forward. If this call gave you some gems and some insights, please share it with somebody and send them to auparent.com, where they can sign up and get access to this call and to download it for free, as well as all of the other calls on the panel. So this is Mary Goyer signing off, reminding you that it absolutely changes the planet to support yourself during birth. Thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you on the next call.
Okay, thanks. Goodbye now.